Keon Raymond, who is staying put for a couple more years. Keon, thanks so much for doing this, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. How easy was it for you to say yes and sign on for another 2 years with the Red and White?
You know what? I've been here 6 years. I've been in 2 Grey Cups, 5 Western Finals. That's like a no-brainer. So, you know, we're always competing year in and year out, you know. So, you know, that's a it was an easy decision for me to make.
Why has it been such a fit for you here? I mean, it seems as soon as you joined this team 6 years ago, the fit was instant. How come in your mind?
You know what? I got a ton of respect for Coach Huff, and I admire the way how he runs the organization. And he's such a good coach. You know, he's a coach that you can go and talk to him about anything, and he just always has his door open. You know, and I've learned early, you know, from a few guys who used to mentor me, you know, you always appreciate, you know, your job and appreciate your surroundings, you know, and it's just a great surrounding, the city, the coaching staff, you know, just the players, you know, it's just a great fit.
Because when you came from Middle Tennessee State is where you went to college, and then mm-hmm. here you are in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Take me back to 6-7 years ago when you decided to go the Canadian route. What were you expecting when you came up here?
You know what? It was I didn't know much about Canada, you know, when I was coming up. But me being a husband and a father at the time, you know, you get a lot of guys who want to go back and forth trying their hand in the NFL, whereas, you know, nothing is guaranteed. It's like here, nothing is guaranteed up here as well. But, you know, I came up here, you know, the first couple of years and started to, you know, develop a name for myself. You know, and when you have a family and you have kids, you appreciate job security, you know, and I think you appreciate the people who value you the most, you know, and it just it felt good to be wanted and to be wanted as a teammate and as a player, and it's hard to kind of leave a situation like that.
Were you expecting the brand of football to be at the level that it was, or did it maybe surprise you as to how good these guys were?
You know, it definitely surprised me, you know, coming up here. You know, my first thought was like, you know, I'll come up here for a year or so, and then I'll go back, maybe go to the NFL. But then I started to, you know, play and start to see how much the fans enjoyed the game and how much love, you know what I mean, the people have for the game up here. And it was just basically back to the roots of enjoying and loving football, and, you know, and it didn't become about the money anymore. It became about let's have fun and let's, you know, let's play until we can't play anymore, and, you know, let's enjoy week in and week out, you know, and the interaction we have with the fans in this league, it's just been amazing.
With Keon Raymond of the Calgary Stampeders, signed a new contract extension with the team yesterday. He's joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. I mean, we've seen you play linebacker. We have seen you play kind of a shutdown role in the secondary. Were you expecting to be such a versatile piece of this defensive group?
You know what? That was the only way how I could get on the field. You know, a lot of people don't know, like my first 2 years, I didn't even start. You know, I was a guy on a roster. And I remember Coach Chamberlain, who's the Saskatchewan Roughriders head coach, and he told me, he said, you want to get on the field, you make sure you know this spot, this spot, this spot, this spot. So when somebody goes down, you'll be the first one to call, and that's exactly what I did. You know, I learned every position on the field, you know. So if somebody went down, I had an opportunity to play, I was going to be the first one to be called on. And with that being said, I learned to perfect it each and every position, you know, which made me learn how to play them a lot better, and, you know, become all stars at those positions. So, you know, it was a testament, you know, to me being able to be coachable and listen, you know, to, you know, one of my mentors, you know, for me to be able to get on the field, but me taking it to the next step and developing my craft.
So coming out of college, what were you most comfortable with as you were turning pro?
You know what? Like, what do you mean comfort? You know, I guess
in terms of positionally, like what position were you most used to playing? And this is and what were the biggest adjustments when you were learning new positions? I guess
you know what? I've never played any other position in college except for corner. When I was coming out, you know, I was locked down corner. I'm talking about I would not allow a pass to be caught. I didn't give up a touchdown. almost my entire year in college. I gave up one in zone. It was to Dominique Hicks, and he played for the Giants. But he was the only one. But, you know, I prided myself, you know what I mean? I learned from I enjoyed watching Deion Sanders, and I wanted to be a guy that I would shut down the this side of the field, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. But when I came up here, and, you know, it's like you got Brandon Browner and Dwight Anderson, you know, holding down corner spots. You got to find a way to get in where you can fit in. So, you know, I tend to learn those other spots. You know, and the first spot I played was safety. And I didn't know how to play safety. You know, I've never played it before. But, you know, you watch and you take notes. You know, we had Wes Lysak, who had played for a while, and kind of gave me some tips. And you learn. I've always been coachable. I was always willing to learn. You know, right. I was never a guy who thought I knew it all. You know what I mean? To this day, I don't know it all now. It's stuff that, you know, I feel like I can learn from anybody.
That adjustment to the five DBs, the two corners, the two halves, and the one safety, did that take a while for you to wrap your head around?
You know what? It did. It did for a while. But once I started playing and understanding that you only get certain routes at certain positions, and I don't think, like, a lot of the DBs know that who play and start for other teams this year. They don't know what routes you get in different positions. So I think that's where I had an advantage at, knowing, you know, if I'm from the field, knowing what certain routes you get, you know, and a lot of guys don't understand that. So I think that would also keeps me ahead of my opponent in game-time situations.
Do you ever think that because this year they were dialing you up on blitzes and you were used just as much there as you were dropping into coverage? Did you ever think that you would be playing a role like that?
No, you know what I did? I enjoy playing the Sam. I told Coach Campbell last year we had to call it something else because I'm a little too handsome to be called a linebacker. you know, just to be able to mix it up a bit, you know, majority of the guys that I cover or the team's, you know, leading receivers, you know, Andy Fantuz and Fred Stamps and guys like that. So having to cover those guys, but then they have to account for me too, because if they know I'm covering them and if I'm blitzing, you know, so they have to know what I'm doing just as well as I have to know what they're doing. So, you know, it becomes a mind game. And sometimes, like I said, I have four sacks, so I get them some of the time as well too.
With the Calgary Stampeders linebacker Keon Raymond joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Tank Hotline, signs a new 2-year contract extension yesterday. The 2013 season had so many positives, but obviously did not end the way your team wanted it to. And as sour as that taste is going to be throughout the offseason, as you get further away from it, are you more and more able to take the positives out of 2013 in your 14-4 regular season?
You know what? I was ready to take him once, you know, we walked off the field in the West Final. You know, it was a tough loss, you know. You got to give credit to Saskatchewan. You know what I mean? They came in and they beat us fair and square, you know, and that's what it is. They went on to win. It hurt a lot of guys, you know what I mean? And it just made you appreciate that how important each and every snap and each and every down was and each and every game was. You know, you don't take advantage of the opportunities, you know, you lose them. And I think a lot of guys felt that no matter how good your record is, you know, Juwan said one of the best things. He said, "Don't say nothing to me to the playoffs." he was saying that once we got off the field from the last game, but I kind of understood where he was coming from because, you know, it does hurt, you know, to be here 6 years and only win one Grey Cup, but always a top, you know. And, man, like I told some of the guys, you know, you best believe we'll be back again next year. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, and we'll have another opportunity where, you know, a lot of other teams don't have the opportunities that we have year in and year out. You know, we're constant contenders, and that's what type of team you want to be on. You want to be in the hunt year in and year out, and, you know, and that was one of the biggest reasons why I decided to come on back.
This team, and you mentioned Juwan right there, and with the leadership group of this team, there's such a winning expectation each and every game. And I know going into that locker room following home losses, it's not accepted. It's not. I mean, it's a pretty sour group of guys when you lose. Just how much is failure not tolerated among your group?
You know what? I think with us being a veteran group, I think guys. You learn from the losses that you take, But you build from it, though. You understand what happened, why do we lose, but you never get accustomed to, you know, to losing. You know what I mean? And I think that's what guys do. And you can see it the next day when we'll come out to practice. Guys, you know, the competition level at practice is so high, you know, with between offense and defense, you know. And I was talking to a guy from another team. It was like they just don't have that, you know, on their team, you know. Guys, you know, no one likes to lose, you know, and I think as a team or an organization, if you get comfortable with it, I think you make it acceptable in this organization. We're not comfortable with it. You know, we want to fix those things that, you know, we took it, we lost, we get back to the video, we watch it, we change the page, and we go out and work harder next week and correct the things that we didn't do right.
How has your leadership role evolved in your six seasons with the Stampeders?
You know what? It's crazy because I remember coming in as a rookie, you know, and our equipment manager George Hopkins has this thing on the in the locker room that says rookies should be seen and not be heard. And, you know, and I'm coming in and I'm looking, I'm like, man, I probably don't need to say anything, but I think the biggest thing over the last couple of years has been the way how I conduct myself, is how I show instead of talking. You know, I think that's becomes a lot of things when you become a leader. You know, if you're a leader, you know, you don't have to go into a room and say, you know, I'm the leader and I'm going to go out and do with this, you know. And a leader leads by example. I think that is why, you know, the guys on our team, we've done so well, because these guys will go out, you know, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to go out and do what we need to do. You know, we're going to show by action. So I think the community's opened up to me as well. You know, me and my wife, we've done a tremendous amount of work in the community. We're actually kind of starting a couple of events, you know, just to help strengthen marriages, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, we want to be able to be an example, and we want to show people that you could, everything can work out with just, you know, relying on each other.
It's a good leadership group overall, specifically defensively. You got a lot of good leaders on the defensive side of the football, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? We're all good friends. We're a tight knit group. You know, we call ourselves the Four Horsemen. Me, Juwan, Smitty, and Charleston. You know, we all came in 2008, and we actually, you know, we're real tight. We actually went to Las Vegas with Juwan Simpson. He just got married a couple months ago, and you know, just to be able to celebrate him and his wife getting married, you know. But that's how close we've been, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, to see guys grow and have kids and get married and things like that. It's it builds that bond that you have where, you know, you want the best for your buddy, you know. And he'll tell me right on the field, too, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, you best believe one of those guys will let you know. But those are the kind of guys you need on your team to hold you accountable.
Keon Raymond's with us. Just a couple more. As the Stamps linebacker signed a brand new contract extension yesterday with the team. How do you see things setting up for 2014?
You know what? I'm excited. I am. We got a new team coming in. We definitely have a new CBA in the works right now with the CFL and the Players Union. So it's going to be good. And for our team, we got the majority of our pieces coming back. You know, Kevin's gone to Ottawa. You know, I wish him the best. But honestly, I think Drew can step up or Bo, you know, that can take that take us to the next level. You know, those guys have the opportunity to do that, you know. So when you got guys coming back, you know, from a 14-4 team, the majority of guys, I think we're setting ourselves up in a great position.
What's your off season like? What do you do during the wintertime, Keon?
Well, right now I'm actually I'm studying to finish my real estate exam. I'll be working for Century 21, kind of during the off season and a little bit on the season, you know, because everybody knows you, the CFL, you know, the NFL stands not for long, and the CFL stands come for less. So, but you enjoy it though. So, you know, a lot of the guys have you know, jobs during the off season, and I think that's, you know, what makes this league, you know, so you know, progressive and powerful, because the players they're out there in community week in and week out. I remember talking to John Corners. He says the guy in this line, he works at the bank, and I was like, you look like John Corners for the Stampeders, but you're a little smaller. So But you know what? But that's just the nature of the game. You enjoy it, you know. And so majority of the time, you know, like home today, this is one of my days at home today. I kind of chilled out and I did laundry. So, you know, full football, I'm doing laundry and I'm straightening up for when my wife gets home so she doesn't yell at me.
Well, and final thought for you, Keon, because heard your news conference yesterday, and I thought it was really interesting. Like, nobody is ever going to make the observation that you're not a team guy, because I think that you've kind of proven over your 6 years that you are the ultimate team guy. But you also, you're motivated, and you're motivated to be as good as you can be individually. And you threw out the term Hall of Fame yesterday. That's something that you aspire to. That's something that you that motivates you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Since one of the days when I first put cleats on, you know, no matter where I play, you know, I've always wanted to be the best. And I told my wife that when we came up, you know, I want to be able to have my name on the side of the side of McMahon Stadium one day, or be in Hall of Fame and be known as one of the best, you know. And I think that's just a dedication that the work that I put in year in and year out during the off season and during the season, you know, it's something that, you know, you aspire for. You know, what's the use of doing something if you're not going to be the best and, you know, and try your hardest at it? You know, I don't want to come out and just be a guy that was, you know, in a roster and you've known all, you know, I remember watching him play one day, or what was that guy's name? You know, those names don't mm-hmm. last, you know. I've been blessed to be able to play this game for a while now. And I enjoy that opportunity to have the opportunity to be, you know, be able, you know, I just wish I'd be considered. You know, you got guys, you know, Huff, I play under a great coach, and we got Dave Dickerson, you know, so I'm around a lot of those guys who cemented themselves as the best at what they do. So for me to learn from them, you know, it's a pleasure.
Good to have you back for a couple more years, Keon, and enjoy the rest of your offseason. Training camp's just kind of in the offing. We're not that far away. So enjoy the rest of the offseason. We'll talk to you again really soon. Thanks so much for doing this.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, fellas.